to practice recollection or bringing into the heart-mind the Buddha or the awakened one or the quality of wakefulness, liberatedness, the deathless, that which has gone beyond. It's beginning in a posture that whatever the condition of this body, this evening, in this moment of practice, is as clear and dignified as we can settle into. At the heart of the qualities of the Buddha, and the qualities of those who awaken from the trance of reactivity and repetitive, painful states of mind and heart, is equanimity or balance in the face of the fluctuating energies of this life. Buddhas are patient, present, in a way that suggests a profound inner strength. And the old word was noble, a nobility of heart. Sometimes there's just a subtle shift in the posture, often a little uplift through the chest, the sternum, or a slight opening or broadening through the shoulders, or relaxing through the side ribs or the low back, or a softening of the jaw, a loosening of the joints in the arms, that can shift us slightly from ordinary me at the end of a very full day into ordinary me at the end of a very full day, sitting like the noble ones, sitting with dignity in the middle of my life. A traditional way to recall or recollect the Buddha is through stock lists of qualities. He is a blessed one, perfected, fully awakened, teacher of gods and humans, excellent teacher of those who can be taught. There's a tradition of memorizing a set of these names. But at the heart of that practice is that all of these names point toward a quality of unsurpassedness. What might it mean for a human being to become, through their practice, the fullest or most complete expression of a human being possible. For us, I'll suggest that if there's any one quality that when you think about this figure, Buddha, whether in the abstract as a kind of cosmic awareness quality, or in the specific as a human being who suffered and practiced and was liberated and taught, or as a quality that inheres in each of us, a Buddha nature or a wakefulness nature that's in each of us as potential, I'll suggest that you bring one quality to mind that resonates for you when you hear that word, the word Buddha. Or his human name, Siddhartha Gautama, or Shakyamuni, the sage of the Shakya clan. Or if none of those resonate, maybe just the image that is so well known of the sitting person. As you come up with a quality, holding that quality in mind, and like in the practice of loving kindness or compassion, where the quality is the thing we keep returning to when the mind wanders, we might hold that quality, patience or stillness or wisdom, you want to hold a visual image with it, you could imagine any of the images of the Buddha you've seen and resonated with, sitting or standing or walking or lying down, images from any culture. If we use the same idea of practice as in the loving kindness and compassion practice, Brahma-vihara practice, we would have an image, a phrase, and a feeling. So if the quality of the Buddha that I think of is, let's say, patience, and I bring an image to mind of the sitting Buddha, maybe I imagine a gold-colored Thai Buddha because those are some that I've seen many times and loved. And imagine that image and try to hold it in the mind in a gentle way. And the quality, patience, patience. And then if it's helpful to gather the mind, I could use a phrase. Something like, the Blessed One has perfected patience. Or, the Buddha is patient. You can phrase it however rings for you. You could turn it around toward yourself. May I become as patient as the Buddhas. May I be patient like the Buddhas. But the heart of the meditation is not actually to make it into an alternate kind of wish for yourself. It really is to grow the feeling of faith and love for this figure of the Buddha. Whether you hold it to be historical or mythic or an abstraction. The Blessed Ones rest in the perfection of patience. So I'll encourage you to play with this. Just to see, as you improvise around the theme, what makes the feeling grow stronger? The feeling of the quality you're invoking? Or simply the feeling of love for, or faith in, or delight in, or celebration of this being we call the Buddha. Whose teaching so fully changed the world and continues to change the world. And if this recollection doesn't ring for you this evening, letting it go, of course, and you might rest back into the Buddha's own favorite meditation, mindfulness of breathing, feeling this body breathing in and out, the warm spring evening air. Sit together in silence.